Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That strong cold front is rumbling this way. KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says it could touch off strong storms by early this evening. Check in with News Radio 1080 and KRLD.com for updates throughout the day. Your top local stories this afternoon: the reward for information into the murder of a North Texas basketball star has been increased to $50,000. KRLD's Austin York has the update.
Dallas police have released a video showing the vehicle driven by a murder suspect in the September death of former Texas Tech basketball star and NBA player Andre Emmett. The video shows a white four-door Chrysler that came and left the place where Emmett was shot and killed. Police have been searching for two men, one of which shot and killed Emmett as he was running away from both of them. Police also posted photos of the watch and necklace that was taken from Emmett at the time of his death. Witnesses say the men got into a Chrysler 300 and drove away. A reward for information has been increased from $5,000 to $50,000. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fans of boxing champ Errol Spence say they are praying he recovers quickly from this morning's serious car crash. Dallas police say Spence was speeding down Riverfront Boulevard about 3 a.m., lost control of his Ferrari, and rolled it several times. He was in the ICU at Methodist Dallas, but police say he should survive. The group Premier Boxing Champion says Spence's parents have joined him at the hospital. We have a photo of that Ferrari at KRLD.com. A teenager who was certified to stand trial as an adult has been indicted for capital murder and seven other offenses. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the murder happened nearly a year ago.
At the time of his arrest, police said Maria Esquerra was texting her boyfriend when 16-year-old Lenario Washington showed up at her Far North Dallas apartment.
An unknown individual approached her door and asked if he could use a phone.
Esquerra was murdered, her laptop was stolen, and police used a GPS monitor to track it to Washington. Court records say Washington also faces rape and aggravated assault with deadly weapons charges. If convicted of capital murder, the sentence would be life without parole, and the other charges would not play a role. But KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein says if a jury finds Washington guilty of felony murder, the rape victims could testify.
These other offenses would come into play and be factors and be relevant.
Police in Louisiana are also investigating Washington for sexual assault. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 200 people were killed by domestic violence in Texas last year, and Grand Prairie police are planning a vigil to remember those victims. The police chief and mayor will speak at this evening's event, which starts at 5:30. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The Texas Council on Family Violence says 174 women and 32 men were killed by a family member or intimate partner last year. Dallas is starting a campaign of its own. The city has been urging people to wear purple all month, but wants residents to change their porch lights to purple for a week starting tomorrow. The man suspected of killing 22 people in an El Paso Walmart will face a judge this afternoon. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
21-year-old Patrick Crucius was arrested after the mass murder back in August. Police say he confessed to the slaughter before officers even had him in handcuffs and admitted to targeting Mexicans during the attack. Today, he's expected to appear in El Paso's largest courtroom, which seats about 100 people. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime, and federal authorities are considering capital murder charges. Local prosecutors say they'll seek the death penalty. Crucius has been been on suicide watch since shortly after his arrest and is being held in an El Paso jail without bond. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
New information on a story you heard yesterday on KRLD. More on a deadly crash in far north Fort Worth from Tuesday night. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
We now know the names of the three people killed in the crash on FM 156 about a mile north of Intermodal Parkway Tuesday night. 34-year-old Crystal Haskins and 38-year-old Moreo Skinner were in a car going southbound when 29-year-old Todd Thomas hit them head-on. All three died at the scene. Fort Worth police say Thomas was trying to pass a vehicle while going northbound when he ran out of time and caused the head-on collision. FM 156 is a two-lane road in that location, and the crash happened in a zone where passing is legal. There were two kids inside the car being driven by Haskins. They're still hospitalized, with one of them in critical condition. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Students in the Dallas Independent School District can now participate in eSports. Dallas offering the program at more than 60 middle and high schools. At first, the district was planning to offer the program at just 20 schools, but so many students expressed an interest in competing, they've expanded the DISD program. Middle school students will compete in the games Rocket League and Super Smash, and high school students will compete in League of Legends, Rocket League, and Super Smash. With the Texas OU game coming up on Saturday, you need to know about some new bag regulations at the Cotton Bowl, which is now going by NFL rules.
Now, these are clear, bags that do not exceed 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. Also, a 1 gallon clear resealable plastic storage bag is acceptable, and we will accept small clutch bags or purses that do not have to be clear, but they cannot exceed 4.5 inches by 6.5 inches.
Hear more from State Fair spokesperson Carissa Condianis right now at KRLD.com. And you can hear the Red River Showdown starting at 11 a.m. Saturday on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We'll also be streaming the game in the DFW area on the radio.com app. Make sure you have it on your phone.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.